Welcome to Germany vs. USA, and today we're going to tell you a little bit about Halloween.
One of my favorite quotes from, actually it's Big Bang Theory, Raj is preparing food for a Halloween buffet, and he gives them all like Halloweeny names, and one of them are the Halloweenies, which are like, you know, like Würstchen called Halloweenies.
Yeah, little mini verse. Yeah,
Halloween, just we're just past it, right?
We are just past it, and we waited a little bit because we wanted to talk a little on Halloween and then carnival, right? Mm-hmm. So today we're going to talk about Halloween. And Alex, I was actually thinking about this the other day. I think we've shared some of our stories of Halloween before, even last year, but we never really have gotten into the folklore of Halloween. Yeah, yeah. Right. And, you know, Germany is obviously so famous for like the Brothers Grimm, right, and their storytelling, and then you have American folklore that can be very regional, just like anywhere, right? Like, mm-hmm. You know, have we talked about this? Because I can't remember. But my first question is, and I kind of already know the answer, but how big is Halloween in Germany these days?
It's getting bigger and bigger. It's gotten bigger over the last decade for sure. When I was the age where, you know, kids nowadays, like, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 perhaps, would walk around trick or treating. Back when in my hometown, nobody did that. I mean, that was in the 90s, right? Early 90s. Now, people do it. At least here in Hamburg. And right now, you know, I don't live in the city center where you have like a lot of apartments. We have live in an area like a little at the edge of Hamburg where you have a lot of houses. So you see a little suburb where you have kids walking around. And actually, my wife, she bought a bunch of like Halloween candies. Some of it she ate herself, but some of it we kept. and actually offered it to kids. And I think we had about 4 or 5 groups knocking on our door and trick-or-treating, basically. And it's so, yeah, right now I think it's people are expecting it. They're aware of it. People know it's Halloween. And in the case of Hamburg and a couple other German states, it's especially, people are especially aware because since a couple of years, October 31st is a holiday. It's Reformationstag. Martin Luther, who, you know, created Protestant church. This is the Reformationstag where he nailed like a thesis on some church, Schlosskirche zu Wittenberg, actually. And so since so many, like the Bavarians and the people in Baden-Württemberg had so many holidays, the northern states were like, damn it. Also, and then they found like a day, which is the Reformationstag, to be like, well, then we'll take this day off. And so always on Halloween, basically in Hamburg, I think Lower Saxony and like a couple of the eastern states, people are off.
I think of Halloween, to me, it's so uniquely American just by the way it's been portrayed in culture. So if you think like Stranger mm-hmm. Things, right? Or the E.T. or you can, all the scary Halloween, actually, right? Like the scary movies.
I was just going to say, and a scary movie. Isn't there a movie called Scary Movie, like 1, 2, 4 or something?
Like Scary Movie, Nightmare on Elm Street, like all this, right? So to me, it's like very culturally like something that we've claimed ownership of, whether or not that's fair. And, you know, one of the famous movies that came out when we were kids is Hocus Pocus. Did you ever see that?
No, Hocus Pocus, I'm not familiar with, I don't think.
You don't know Hocus Pocus? Like I think it's like 92, 93, like we would have been like the prime age. It's this cheesy Disney movie that parodies the Salem witch trials, right? Basically, I'll share about that. But like, I laughed because my wife and I watched Hocus Pocus last year because they just made a sequel, right? Or maybe they made a sequel during COVID. But we watched it, and it's like so like early 90s Disney, where the movie just starts with a lynching. Like, you're just like, this is a kid's movie, right? But it's Salem witch trials, like, it's probably our most famous folklore.
Oh, right? That's what's happening in the movie. The Salem Witch
Trials.
Basically,
some of the witches have been brought back from the dead, right? They don't get into the Salem Witch Trials, but like that's kind of...
Did you say it was
a
Walt Disney movie?
It's a Disney movie. but you know, Salem, that translates, right? I mean, I should be more fair. If you've had some American history studies, yeah, you may have studied a little bit on the Salem Witch Trials. Is that true?
Yeah, I have studied a little bit about it. I needed to read up a little bit to refresh myself. But basically, if you think about it, if you hear about like witches, you mostly think, or in traditional terms, of like the Middle Ages, where there were actual witch hunts. And so the Salem Witch Trials happened in late 17th century, 16 something, right?
Yeah, in the 1650s, it happened, and I don't actually know why people started being accused of witches. Someone probably stole some food, or a woman was envious of another woman, or something. Like, I don't know.
Some of the like younger girls behaved like funnily. They were saying like just things that wouldn't make sense. It made like weird noises. And there's actually like, I know there's like research on like scientific research was trying to figure out what it was, if they had eaten something weird, or it was just, you know, what caused their just
hysteria.
Hysteria, like their behavior. And so and then I think the girls themselves claimed, or the women, I'm not sure, claimed that they were obsessed by someone. And then I think they blamed these women to be like, hey, these are witches.
Yeah, I wonder if they got some magic mushrooms and that. Yeah, just,
it must have been something.
And just things went awry. But like, it became a big deal, right? So it was in the Northeast, in Salem. Over 200 people were ultimately accused and arrested, with 20 of them executed. I mean, I think all but one were hung. And so it's just this example of like a terrible event and human stupidity, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, we want to pretend like that's a really long time ago, but like at the same time, you think of like Da Vinci and Michelangelo, and we had some intelligence where we're like, maybe these aren't, these young women aren't witches, right? Yeah. But it made me think of, okay, like that's kind of the most famous one. The Crucible is a famous movie that's scarier about the topic. But do you have any like folklore around Halloween yet, or is it too early?
Not really, because it's brought in again. It's like it's entirely imported, and everything we do is just up. We copy badly from the United States. I don't think that people have their own tradition. I mean, we do have like these Halloween parties. Like you have a lot of like more. When I was in university, we would go to a lot of like Halloween parties. But you have those on U.S. campuses, and so that's what I actually remember mostly with Halloween, going to parties and like my 20s. Those were good parties. And
I would agree. I would say like Halloween parties are some of the best parties. Everyone loves to like dress up, and
And it's just easy going. You can you can hide in a different role. I mean, this is kind of like where we are going to build a bridge to the carnival in Germany, because that's really, really oddest. Except carnival, I'm going to spoil this, doesn't need to be scary. Whereas Halloween, usually it's not always the case. Actually, what is it? Sometimes people don't dress up as something scary, do they?
No, I think it's especially. No, it's definitely a blend.
I mean,
right?
Bob the Builder is not like the most scary.
You're right. I mean, Mario was extremely popular this year because like the Mario movie was out. Yeah. I think you see a lot of innocence, like we have little young kids, right? Like mine was Elsa and Olaf, right? Yeah, so like it doesn't have to be scary. Some of the better ones are when you get older. And they're inappropriate,
of course.
Yeah, once someone has passed away, or something's going on, like there can be some creativity in the costumes that have, I would say, a mean spirit about them a little bit, right? You're kind of aggressively poking fun at someone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think actually this is straight up like scary. Scary would almost be in the minority at this point. Mm-hmm.
one thing that is, or around the same time period, actually, here in Germany, are like lantern walks for kids. So, you know, like,
yes, yeah,
like kids walking around with their lantern, and they've built lanterns, and they sing, you know, like sing songs, like the Laterna, the song, which I'm not going to sing. But, and so that happens just around this time of the year also. And it's kind of like sometimes perhaps like it doesn't really coincide, but I saw like lantern walks where, you know, kids would still have their dresses up, that would still dress up as something. So that's just coincides timely.
Halloween is definitely a mischievous time for like teenagers, especially teenagers, right? You're always looking for an excuse to get into some trouble, whether you roll someone's house or, you know, graffiti something or, you know, a lot of like the mischievous acts as a teenager in America used to be around like Halloween, right? Because you could sneak out. But like in my hometown, there's actually a pretty famous like folklore that would scare like the teenagers. But we have it, the three-legged lady. Is like a scary story. So I grew up in Mississippi in a town called Columbus. And so in Columbus, there is this folklore of this three-legged lady off of Nash Road, which is near the river, like kind of almost towards like the marshland. It's still like a gravel road. Like
swampy and area, right?
So it's a swampy area, right?
Yeah.
And it's the scene is set. It really is like scary out there.
It's vast. Like it's a lot of swampy area.
Yeah. You can disappear. So there's this story of this woman who and a lot of these folklores like come in, you know, 19th century, 18th century. This one is somewhere around the Civil War. And the origin is the woman's daughter was kidnapped and killed and then dismembered, like quartered. And so she's looking for her daughter and she can only find her daughter's leg. And so she sews the leg onto her body and then haunts you while she's looking for
the rest
for her
of
loss.
It. Yeah.
For the rest of it. And so, and when you're out there, like the story is what you have to listen, you'll hear her walk and you'll hear the weird gait. And it's like the third leg that's just dragging. And that's where it comes. And then there's always signs of like, she'll leave a bloody handprint on your car or whatever. So you can imagine like as a teenager, like, you know, how scary that is. But I don't know if it's still there. But we'd go out and there was this old church on Nash Road, a single chapel church, like very small. And like you would go in as a kid to like see if she was there, and like, you know, the pews would be all turned upside down, and you know, it was just like, you know, hellscape. And so
in general, I wasn't aware of this actually. So you have like these local like Halloween folklore stories about, you know, some ghosts, some myths, some, you know, figure persona. And so do many communities have these or different stories about some kind of like myth?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I would say every community has their own folklore, right?
Okay,
so ours is three-legged lady. One that's not far from Nashville where I live is Bell Witch. Which I'm not as familiar with this story, but do you remember the, I think 1990s, maybe early 2000s, maybe the Blair Witch Project?
Sure, yeah.
Right, you know, it was like the single shaky cam.
Yeah.
Right,
very low budget movie.
Right, low budget, but it came kind of like a cult classic.
Exactly, yeah.
But it's based on the Bell Witch, which is in Adams, Tennessee, and the lore of that is, Mr. Adams, the farmer, like saw something and he shot it. And then when he went up to it, he just found like his neighbor's dog that was dead. But something wasn't right. It makes me think of the joke in The Office where Dwight is like, yeah, I shot a werewolf, but when I got up to it, it was my neighbor's dog. That's a reference to
the Bell Witch. Okay.
Story. But after this guy does this, all of a sudden things start happening, right? And his farm is haunted, his daughters are haunted, there's another origin of it that it was a slave that he killed, and mm-hmm. he made up the story about the dog, and then the slave Kate, her name's Kate, comes back and haunts him. And so like now you can go to like the Bellwitch Cave and it's a tourist attraction and everything. But yeah, there's stories like that all over.
Okay. So how do you learn about that stuff? Is it like tales people tell each other when you're like a young kid and you could, you know, tell the stories the first Halloween or something? Or
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's usually some dads like telling their 4 or 5 year olds these terrible stories right before, like, all right, go trick or treat.
You guys have fun.
Have fun.
People would probably also include, because I know one big thing is haunted houses. So for people who are not familiar with that, is basically people decorate their houses, or you know, perhaps if they have a farm, their barn or whatever. Sometimes, you know, what are these fields called again that people like go through?
Oh, the corn mazes.
Yeah, the right? Corn. Isn't that also around Halloween? Or
Yeah.
So again, like a lot of, I mean, it's, you have to like kind of see it, but people do like huge effort in decorating everything. So would they also include these like local folklores then to?
Yeah.
Okay.
You would. And so that's, it's funny. Probably the last haunted house I've been in was actually with you at some like theme park that we went to.
Oh, the one here in Hamburg? No.
Yeah. What was it? No. Where were we?
Heide Park. Yeah. It was Yeah.
Which I always thought, I was like, it's the middle of the summer, I'm in a haunted house, and Jeremy's like yelling at me, like, what is going on? But a lot of communities have their own haunted house, and like, ours, thinking back of this, it's like so irresponsible, but like our parents would just send us into this haunted house, and then like someone like in makeup, like looks like they've been slain, blood everywhere, would chase you with a chainsaw, right? And they would have like the chain out of it, but like as a kid, like you're running around and
of course
and frightened into the scarred.
And I remember in the hardcore Corona times, you guys, what was it called, trunk or treat? No, what was it?
Yeah. So trunk or treat, even not with COVID, trunk or treat's a very big thing still in the States. So trunk or treat is...
Did it exist before COVID?
Yeah, it okay. did. It probably just wasn't as popular. So okay. Because trunk or treat, you would maybe do it with your church, or you would do it with a few friends, or like the...
So yeah, your neighborhood. The idea is basically for like, basically you meet somewhere in a parking lot with your car, basically.
Yeah.
Trunks kind of facing each other. Like in a circle or something, right?
Yeah. And you would decorate the car. Mm-hmm. Your car would have a theme to match like your kids. And then the kids would go to, you know, around. And so it just, in theory, it's a much safer, easier way to trick or treat than like. You know, because you're all willing participants, whereas like you may not want kids beating on your door asking for candy, right, in the neighborhood.
Right? if you say it out loud, it sounds funny, actually.
Yeah.
You don't want kids trespassing on your property.
Right. Yeah. Disturbing
demanding
your
something
dinner.
Something that you don't want to give them.
Right.
What the kids are supposed to do when they, if there's like a proper, like, because I never trick or treated myself really, or in the States, but I was like not, I was like 20. So I just was like the awkward guy standing in the road waiting for the kids to come back basically. But I didn't really hear what they said. So is there like a, I mean, you know, are they supposed to say a rhyme, or is it just trick or treat, or is there something specific that they need to be saying? Or because I was when the kids knocked on our doors or when they rang the door, I was like, oh, do I need to say something or ask them to say something? Or what's the, because I was like, here's candy.
Here, take it. No, I think it's trick or treat, right?
Okay.
And then it's trick or treat, give me something good to eat. And then I think there's something like kids will sometimes say something like trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Or like,
okay.
There's some like play on words, but.
So, but in theory, if you were not to give them a treat, what would be mm-hmm. the trick?
Well, so that the origin of that is, and you would think it actually would be treat or trick, but I guess treat or trick doesn't sound as well. But if you don't give them candy, they come back and prank your house. So it's okay, a trick or a treat. So you're being blackmailed. Give me some candy. I'm going to come back and bust up your mailbox. You
know? So, would kids actually do that? Or is there, right?
Okay. Only obnoxious teenagers, and they were going to do it anyway.
Anyway, so like throwing eggs at your house or something. Yeah. Like that's, so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, now the little ones aren't going to do anything. And it's mostly candy, right? People give out candy. There's always somebody who will give out like toothpaste or toothbrush or, you know, yeah, or a Bible, you know, or like, yeah, like,
here's an apple. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, like, that's the thing. Like, you don't eat the apple, right? You try to only eat the wrap candy because in America we trust one another so
well. Oh, right. Okay. The fear of like somebody actually poisoning it.
Yeah. Or like there's always like folklore of check your kids' bags because people will drop needles in there. Or
holy shit. You
know, which I mean, I don't. That maybe have happened like, you know, somewhere in Ohio in like 73 or something. And then like, you know, now
this sounds a lot like the kidnapping scam that all the Americans are like, oh, the your kids are going to be kidnapped. No, they're not. There's like no kidnapping happening in the States.
Oh yeah. It's very much that fear driven like mentality. So you have to be like
the kids are like, okay, well, can I see the receipt for that? Cause this looked like it's been rewrapped.
Yeah.
Jim, when you first asked if we can talk about Halloween, I wasn't sure if it's going to be all that entertaining, but actually I learned so much. There's so much stuff I didn't know because when, you know, the only times I've been to some Halloween parties with you in the States, but we didn't do the trick, you know, classic trick or treating in our mid 20s, of course. and I walked in with my host family when I was like 19, 20, I walked around trick or treating a little bit, but I didn't, you know, didn't really trick or treat, or it was, would be weird to have like a 19 year old German blonde dude going to houses asking for treats.
So, why do you put this candy in your tongue again? Don't worry about it. It's going to be great.
So I was never really, so it was very interesting. And especially the part about the folklore, the different, like the local folklores. I thought that was super interesting. I didn't know that. Now that you mentioned, I remember that the people in Utah told me some stories about some local scary, like, you know, some folklore.
Some scary Mormons.
Yeah. I remember it was fairly wholesome, actually. I think, like, not sure if they have Halloween figured out, like, the South.
Yeah, Southern Gothic, it just hits a little different.
Yeah. So that's a great way for basically bridging us for the next episode in a couple weeks where we talk about Carnival, right?
Right, yeah. Welcome. We're in full-fledged fall mode. So.
We have a theme.
Yeah, we have a theme that we probably won't stick to.
Yep. Okay, then that's it for Halloween. We hope you guys had fun trick-or-treating and got some good candies. No poison apples.
That's right. Y'all take it easy.
Tschüss.